The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, from the Department of Communication Studies, it's Professor Jason Roach.
And furiously shutting the volume off of my phone so it doesn't ring during the show.
Oh, well, thank you. Although you do have the most interesting ringtones, I gotta say. Something happened a couple weeks ago, and I think everybody felt the building was
make
burning
it ring.
Or something.
Oh no! Somebody call.
It was the emergency TV show theme, right?
Exactly. Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
With all its digitals, beeps and boops and everything, kind of fun. Well, what is it now? Is it the same?
It's still the same.
Okay.
I alternate that sometimes with the song from the movie Coming to America. I look directly at Dan, the Soul Glow commercial.
Oh, my gosh.
Just let your soul glow.
Wow.
That rings.
Wow.
It's a great song.
Extremely esoteric. I love it, though. I love
it. Song
for a Professor Kendra Evans from Chemistry and Biochemistry is to your left.
Heidi-ho.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Survived midterms if you made it here.
Survived and looking forward to the break.
Somehow, even today, with teaching sophomores, they don't understand that we look forward to break, too. Like, aren't you upset that you don't get to teach next week? I don't know what those words mean in that order, you know? Like, I don't. Seriously. But you gave your midterm. A lot of people had midterms this week, but grades were due earlier in the week, so you probably gave your midterm.
I actually don't give a midterm. In this higher level class, I'm only giving 3 exams.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That'll keep them busy, huh?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. I wonder how Professor Dan Maggio of the First Organization is working on his midterms.
I'm not. There you go. That's the beauty of it.
That's right. What is this time of year like for Lego First? Is it a downtime? Is it an uptime?
Our season's ending, so we're kind of getting ready for next season, which kicks off in May.
All right.
So kind of winding down.
So you do actually have a little loose time.
Yes. And I'm on vacation today, so.
Okay.
This is what I do on vacation. When I'm here, sometimes I'm not on vacation. I'm just leaving early.
Nothing wrong with that.
Probably shouldn't put that up.
Can you bleep that out?
I'm heading to another.
Yes, exactly.
After the 5:30 taping of the show, I'll be going to another meeting.
We're all going to meet at the fish fry at 7. Professor Stephanie Conan is here from biology.
Hello. Happy
How are
Friday.
You doing?
Good.
Excellent. How's the vitamin water today?
It's good. I was really wanted coffee, but there wasn't one on the way, so it's all right. I'll survive.
Heard a lot from my students today about how, of course, we have students for all sorts of different reasons, but probably primarily international, stay on campus over break and no food. So how does that work?
That is unfortunate.
Dorms are supposedly closed, but people can live in them. I don't know how that works either.
Huh?
That's called like putting someone in a box.
They leave the water on. Leave water and heat on.
Hot water.
That's too bad. I hope they have a shuttle to Meijer or something.
That was the other thing I was thinking. If they had a car, they probably would be okay. And if they didn't, they probably would not be okay.
Right. Let's hope
Let's
they have friends.
To 8 miles.
They can carpool. Where to eat.
Yeah. I don't know. Vending machines is what I was reminded of when I saw your XXX vitamin water.
Yeah. Wow. That's too bad.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, Jane Schley in our department wants to do her daily big time 3-mile walk and whatever, and the fitness center's closed over break, too. I'm just like, is anything open over break? I don't know what's going on.
My department's open.
I'm done complaining. And moving on to introduce Professor Chuck Hokett from ITS.
Hello.
How are you doing
there? I'm good. How are you?
So, if I heard through the grapevine right, you're actually taking next week off.
No, I don't know where you heard that, but
you doing ASB?
Well, I'm doing a local one.
Oh, okay, very cool.
I'm doing Detroit, the colleague one.
Oh, okay, maybe I heard that you weren't traveling.
I wasn't traveling. We're doing the weekend for the colleague one, and it's Detroit-based.
Yep.
Doing Detroit-based.
Very cool, because I know that is a long-standing tradition for Chuck. That's cool.
Yeah, we're doing
So do you have any idea where, what you're doing?
Oh, we do Gleaners tomorrow afternoon.
And
we're doing just sites of Detroit and then doing other stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's about 5 colleagues going.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I mean, it's going to get bigger next year. You watch.
I'd like to see it.
You should invite the whole Ask the Professor cast.
I think that'd be good.
That's not a bad idea, actually. Not a bad idea at all. Do they do a colleague one for Christmas break or just for...
No, that's strictly student.
Got it. Yeah. Professor Dave Chow is here festively, feistily.
Sure.
I'm trying to make up a word, filling out our show coordination.
How's about
sheet.
Just doing it?
Yes.
Furiously?
Yeah. Sure.
There you go. Furiously.
I'll buy that one.
Why are you so mad, Dave?
I don't know. No, I'm just hopped up on two Mountain Dews and Polish food today, so.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. We did Cologne for lunch.
Mm. That sounds good. Very nice.
No, I got to figure out what to do for next week before my kids go on spring break, so.
Yeah, because you're sort of a week off from us.
Yeah, give or take.
Weird that way.
I don't know. I just show up.
Are you tired today?
Just a little.
You usually don't show it.
Oh, that's because I'm Asian.
Couple of Mountain Dews.
Oh, sorry.
I believe was what you said, a couple of Mountain Dews.
Another all-nighter?
Just late enough.
Yeah.
That's all, so.
Not
I'm,
all
I'm
night.
Just, I'm just a little worn. That's all. It's okay. It's all good. I'll live.
We're happy to have guest panelists, Professor Melinda Pesha from theater with us as well. Maybe you want to throw something out there, might as well, for your show coming up.
Absolutely.
I just saw the posters go up.
We have a couple things going on. Right after break, we're doing a staged reading in grounds of a thing called Low Hanging Fruit. And that's free to anybody who wants to walk in the door. And a couple weeks after that, we open Alexander and the Terrible, No Good, Horrible, Very Bad Day.
Very cool story. My kids still like me to read
well,
that
Well, I hope
book
you bring them.
That would be cool. Awesome. Is it family appropriate?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Okay, very cool. Very cool.
Oh, you would ask me that, wouldn't you?
Dates on the
yes, the dates on the show.
Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day will be shown in grounds March 20th to March 22nd.
Very cool.
I'm going to use my spring break to get all the work done that I can't get done during the normal time. So I'll be here making lunch for anybody who wants it.
Very cool. Well, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump our panel, you can win a prize. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win a prize. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or #AskTheProfUDM on Twitter, or find us on Facebook. Have a set of questions here. The subject line from the email is questions long overdue! ! Greetings, professors.
Greetings.
Greetings to you. I hope that the new year and semester have been kind. My apologies for not sending questions since last October. It's not like I don't scribble down interesting odd arrays of useless trivia in my daily travels. I do. I just have to remind myself to send them to you in a timely manner. So here I sit with tablet in hand and 20 questions. I asked for 80% passing before, and the panel destroyed it. 85? Not a chance. Even my 90% requirement last time went down like syrup, like a syrup-filled Zeppelin. Wow, I'm going to think about that one. There's something for you to draw, Dave, if you want to hit
it. Oh, no.
Syrup-filled Zeppelin. So rather than even trying to stump the panel, I'm going to be resolved to the fact that my questions will hopefully entertain you all. Thanks for everything you do, Bev Hollis of Redmond, Washington. I'm sure Beth feels very bad she can't be here to holla back for the state of Washington, but she's here in spirit. What were the New England Patriots known as prior to the 1971 NFL season?
The Boston Patriots.
The Boston Patriots.
I was going to say losers?
Oh. Technically, it's true. Sadly, they've kicked everybody's butt for about the last 15 years.
That is very sad.
How long did John Paul I serve as Pope?
Like 2 weeks.
It was a little bit longer than that.
3 weeks.
A month.
I'm giving you 3 weeks. It was 33 days.
Oh, is how long is poor guy.
Yes. Not too long. As a matter of fact, because everything has a little dash next to it in the correct responses, it looks like negative 33 days, which I just love to see a pope try to serve.
He didn't even get tenure.
Not even close.
Did he get smoke?
From which country did the term smorgasbord originate?
Norway?
Sweden?
Sweden. Yes, yeah. Let's pick our
Muppets.
Scandinavian.
Our Muppets.
Yeah.
It sounds like something the Swedish chef would say.
Oh my gosh. What was the only airline, this is a great piece of trivia if true, that purchased the movie Airplane for in-flight entertainment?
It's got to be Southwest.
Virgin Islands.
No, it's not Southwest. As a matter of fact, it's not in a U.S. American, but
Lufthansa.
Perhaps another kind of American airline.
Qantas.
Blue Goose.
KLM.
That is a great piece of trivia. It wasn't KLM. Ooh. No. Well, south of the United States.
Mexico?
It was Aeromexico.
Aeromexico.
Was it translated into Spanish, though? Or did they
I'm assuming it was, and if David Letterman has taught me anything, everything is funnier in Spanish. Airplane was also the final movie for one of the actors that had a cameo. I think we've had this question before. Very, very famous early Hollywood actor.
Ethel Merman.
Ethel Merman, yes.
Oh, right.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Poor Lieutenant whatever, yeah.
Yeah. Thinks he's Ethel Merman.
Yeah, I think he's Ethel Merman.
He was Ethel Merman. Oh, that's so great. You're missed too, Ethel. What European city is also known as the Bride of the Sea? Well, I don't have to think too hard about this one.
We don't.
I bet it's like near an ocean.
Yeah. Or a sea.
Or a sea.
How about a sea? How about a Mediterranean Sea?
What, like Venice?
Venice is what they have
okay.
here, yes.
Nice.
The city sinks lower every year. Who sang the theme song to the movie High Noon? I know the movie, but I'm not familiar with its content.
I remember the movie. I don't remember the song.
Wayne? Is that John Wayne?
It could be. It could very
it
well be.
It sounds like it might be John Wayne. Movie.
The initials of the singer are T.R. First name, same as the first three letters of a very large American state.
Tex
Ritter.
Tex Ritter. Chuck jumped right on it.
I knew that.
So is it a
John Wayne or Gary Cooper?
Is it John Ritter's dad, isn't it? Tex Ritter?
Oh, really? I thought you were making a joke.
No, I'm serious.
Okay.
Could be.
Very cool.
But was it John Wayne or was it Gary Cooper?
Gary Cooper's hiding.
Gary Cooper.
What is the title of an individual who presides over a court martial?
Executioner?
Judge
advocate, yeah.
Is it?
Whoa.
Sure.
Judge advocate in general. That's JAG.
Oh, JAG, right.
Yep. What's the only country to have a depiction of the Bible on its official national flag? I know this has been making the rounds on the internet because there's a branch off of it, and I know I'm going to get this wrong, but I think it's Zimbabwe is the only country that has a machine gun in the middle of their flag, which they definitely do.
Really?
Is it a but, southern? Is this it is the only
South
one that has a Bible.
Country?
Let's see. I believe that you would say it's in the Americas.
So Central America, Uruguay, Costa Rica, Belize.
Maybe around the Gulf.
Mexico?
No. Not totally around the Gulf, but in the Gulf. How's that?
Panama?
Nope. Initials DR.
Dominican Republic.
Wow. Yes. Yeah. So they have a Bible on their flag. We got everything from like animals to Bibles to machine guns.
If Jim Tubbs were here, he'd probably ask which version of the Bible.
Yeah, that's right.
That is true. And they need to know the Vulgate of St. Jerome. What disease was once called the White Plague?
Karl Rove.
No.
Oops.
I was going to say Justin Bieber.
I'm glad. Everybody's throwing the bars.
White Plague.
Whooping cough?
Nope.
Tuberculosis?
It's
tuberculosis.
TB, yes. TB? We have the immunologist here to help us through it. Tuberculosis. Now, what's going to happen that's going to be white? Is there going to be like oozing or something?
Sputum.
Nah.
That's my guess. Or the tubercle itself could be white. Shows up white on the lung x-ray.
Nasty.
But the dress shows up as black and blue.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. Hey.
Gold and white.
I know.
I know.
That was black. It was totally black
and
blue.
No, it wasn't.
Oh,
that was gold and white.
Seriously.
No. Moving on.
I have
Please
no
move on.
Knowledge of We're what not. Makes something viral in this country anymore. I've lost
it
everything.
It broke the internet.
Same as the black llamas did, too.
Yeah, the llamas
did. Too.
There was a wonderful real news article about the llamas where they inserted two L's in front of every word in the article. Llamas on the loose.
That was hilarious.
What's the largest landlocked country?
When you say largest,
landlocked in Europe, and you're gonna have to think about this one.
In Europe,
yes, the largest landlocked country in Europe.
Liechtenstein,
Ukraine.
It's not because that's a really small country. That's the point.
Right.
But I figured there was a trick question, and all the other countries hit water.
Oh, that's a good answer then.
Poland?
Nope. I think Poland actually has a coast. It's a tiny little coast. Yeah.
Beachfront property in Poland must be a fortune.
Is it Austria?
It's not Austria.
It can't be Russia.
I think that Austria is landlocked, but this country is bigger. And part of it, you might say, is in Europe, and part of it is in Asia.
What is Switzerland?
Nope. Switzerland is landlocked, but it's kind of small.
Part of it's in Europe and part of
Ukraine.
It starts with the letter B.
Oh, Belarus.
Belarus is what it says here. Landlocked and large.
That's where Russia's trying to get to ports.
Oh my!
Yes. Oh, is it Ukraine? It's not Ukraine.
By the way, our crack research team has confirmed.
News update.
Woodward Maurice, also known as Tex Ritter, is the patriarch of the Ritter family in acting, son John, and grandsons Jason and Tyler. He's a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Amazing. Wow. You know, John Ritter married Amy Yazbek, who used to be a student here.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes, wow. I think I remember hearing that.
Uh-oh. 7 degrees.
7 degrees right. of John Ritter. How long does Comerica have the naming rights to Comerica Park? They paid $66 million in the year 2000 for a how many year lease?
25 years.
20, 4 decades. 30 years.
I mean, I feel like I got to give it to you. It's 2028.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 28 years?
When did they get it? 2000?
2000. 28 years for $66 million.
That seems like a pretty good deal.
It seems like a really good deal.
So actually. That's where all my interest went.
Do you remember what happened in Buffalo with the Sabres Arena?
No.
It was Marine Midland Bank.
Okay.
And then when the bank changed its name, the new bank, HSBC, wanted to take over naming rights, and the team said no.
You have to rebuy it?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, my version of that is remembering when Enron went south, and they had purchased the Rangers Stadium and a couple other things down in Texas, and they just took all that stuff down and sold the naming rights again.
Is Comerica, they still got Comerica branches around here at the bank?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Woodward, yep.
Handful. Is there still? What American musician was born James Ambrose Johnson Jr.?
Wait a minute, this sounds...
LL Cool J?
No. Oh, but there's a lot of J's. And it's probably good you start with his first name, James, and make it perhaps his surname.
James Brown?
No, surname.
No, surname.
Rick James?
Rick James. Rick James. Oh, James. Yeah. Oh. James Ambrose Johnson Jr. Triple J.
God rest his soul.
We got a couple J's around
but
here.
Isn't LL Rick Cool James J, died? Everybody loves...
No. Lady Loves.
He's alive.
His name's James.
Oh, you said
Rick James passed away.
He did?
Did he?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah. Years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Really? Don't tell me Leonard Nimoy, too.
Horrible. Horrible.
Spock died today.
He died today?
Yes.
I didn't.
Oh, no.
I was friends with him on Twitter. Doggone it.
I know he tweeted yesterday.
Isn't I know.
Well, for God's sake, Dave, don't follow him.
Yeah.
Oops. No, not literally. Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Too soon?
According to Billboard, what is the highest charting single, Kiss, ever produced?
Beth.
It was Beth. Hey, oh, my.
Ballad.
Number 7, 1976. It also marked the only song Kiss had ever done by Peter Criss without any instrumental performances by other band members. Oh, their highest ranking one is not even really the full ensemble. Name the 5 other Ohio cities larger than Toledo.
Cleveland, Cincinnati.
Akron.
Dayton.
Cincinnati, Cleveland, Dayton, and Akron are correct.
There's one more?
There is one
That's
more.
That's only 4, right?
Columbus.
Columbus.
Columbus. Wow.
I don't say Columbus.
How do you guys know so much about Ohio? Seriously.
Did you notice people in Michigan were hesitant to use that last one?
Yeah. Well, of course we were. That's why I was
going to make the joke about it. I didn't even think of Columbus.
How many Nobel Peace Prizes did Gandhi receive in his lifetime? It's a little bit of a giveaway.
0.
Yeah, he never won any, and I don't think anybody's won multiple peace prizes.
Can you win them after you're gone?
You cannot.
No,
you have to be alive.
Because there was a controversy just a couple years ago that the immunologist that was awarded the medical Nobel Prize died between the announcement and the awarding.
Oh.
And there was they did give it to him, but there was a big to do about whether or not they give it to him.
So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Right. They could have said no.
They could have said
no. They didn't. They posthumously gave it to him.
Stinkers.
In which publication was the very first printed automobile ad?
Saturday Evening Post.
It was the Saturday Evening Post. Yeah. You guys are on fire today. March 31st, 1900. Whoa. And they were selling the new 1900 Roach.
Nice.
Oh. Philadelphia.
There's a car named the Roach.
Well, we're talking you can possibly not even call it an automobile if it's 1900.
But it's
know?
Never died. It's still around somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, I
exactly.
Want it.
Exactly. Right. Turn the lights on and it goes.
It scampers.
It scampers. Okay. Who was the first Harlem Globetrotter to have his number retired?
Colonel Lark Lemon.
No.
No, it's got to be like one of those NBA players that played for them like
very
for 20
well
seconds
done.
And then left.
Number 13 might be some help.
Oh,
Dr. think about
J.
it while we take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
This set of questions comes from Amy DeSantis. And she writes, I've decided to take pity on you and send you more questions. Harry Truman once said that if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. So I've decided.
It didn't work for me.
You mean Buddy?
I got Buddy.
That's right. You're probably sleeping with Buddy right now.
Who doesn't?
I'm sorry. Hillary's mad at me.
So these are questions about the first dogs, as Amy calls them. What American president is considered the father of the American foxhound?
I did not have sex with that foxhound.
I don't think you should share that.
Washington.
That's right. No. He crossed the staghounds given to him by the Marquis de Lafayette with his own smaller black and tan Virginia hounds, creating the American foxhound.
He did this, but the guy couldn't seem to win a battle.
Well, he's too busy taking pictures of these dogs fooling around.
And we're back with some great questions from Bev Hollis of Redmond, Washington, represent West Side. Who was the first Harlem Globetrotter to have his number retired? Professor Chow got us into the wheelhouse with one of those former NBA guys who played
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Russell, or Wilt Chamberlain.
Wilt Chamberlain was number 13, Uncle Wilt.
It was one of those.
In what year was Iceland's first recorded armed robbery? What a weird piece of trivia.
There hasn't been one.
1992.
I feel like I had to give you 92 because it was 1984 when everything else happened.
You didn't have to.
Recorded armed robbery. You're within, it would take 10 years.
Right.
Error bars. What comedic troupe had an imaginary alcoholic drink called Panther Pilsner as multi-parts of its storyline throughout the years?
Comedic troupe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like Blue
Mesh?
Man Group?
Mesh?
No, a little bit older than Mesh.
Oh. Mesh?
It can't be the Marx Brothers.
It wasn't the Marx Brothers, but it was just only a little bit after that.
Stooges?
Three Stooges is what it says. Yes.
Oh, that's right. There was that one episode where they were with the barrels tumbling down the hill. Does anybody remember that one?
No.
Sorry, I remember that one.
Dear Matt and panelists, originally I'd be coming up with a longer list of showbiz-oriented questions for your fine show.
Wait, this is a new list?
We are already.
We already made it through 20?
Yes, we did.
How'd we do?
You did great. You got them all right.
Woohoo!
Give or take.
Yeah, we need a few
10
clues. Years.
We need a break for that one. Give or take 10 years. Deserve a spring break.
Ordinarily, I'd be coming up with a longer list of showbiz-oriented questions for your fine show, but between digging out of this year's intense snowstorm and having to deal with a cold, I haven't been as thorough. But what I lack in quantity this time, I will make them a little more difficult. Oh, no, wait, please don't. This series of questions will be 10 on one of my favorite comedians of all time, Carol Burnett.
Oh.
I defer to Professor Mayo's judgment as to what he deems worthy of passing. Please enjoy. Regards, Julie Elder of Poughkeepsie, New York, where I'm guessing that's just about as close to Boston as you can be hammered this winter. So I hope that you are well, Julie. What is Carol Burnett's middle name?
Ann.
It is not.
Lynn.
It is the same name as our sister brother university in Omaha.
Mary Grove.
No, Creighton.
Creighton is what it says here, her middle name is.
There you go.
Another fine Jesuit institution.
Who would name their child Creighton?
Who lost that bet?
Carol Creighton.
Well, they used to do middle names as
the
maternal surname. What's your maiden name?
That's true. For what 1995 Broadway play was Carol Burnett nominated for a Tony? 1995.
Is it Cabaret?
I don't know. We have
a... Thank God we have a theater.
I'm so glad we have a theater.
Chicago?
But there was a play that was...
Was it a one-woman play?
No, wasn't Molly Brown.
Or something.
No.
95. I'm trying to think of the most obscure reference I could make that might get you there. Has anybody here ever eaten at Denny's?
Yes.
Yes.
So you know on their breakfast menu, there's an extreme pun as part of their breakfast.
Moons Over Miami?
Yeah, Moons Over Miami.
But it was not Moons Over Miami.
Moon Over Miami.
It was Moon Over Buffalo was the name. But you got 2 out of 3, and I'm giving you a full credit.
You don't know that one?
Yeah. I love how everybody knew.
That was a great clue, though.
I'm shocked that you know that reference.
Oh, come on, Denny's. It's America's Diner.
At Lenny's.
At Lenny's.
At Lenny's. Is that a grand slam?
Yeah. Grand Slam is the one right under Moonzone.
Oh, okay.
Carol Burnett was also the very first celebrity to appear on this children's TV show.
Sesame Street.
Sesame Street, yes. It's like a perfect fit if you think about it. Carol Burnett and Carol Spinney. What was the name of the newspaper that she famously sued for libel and won?
National Enquirer.
The Enquirer,
what
yes.
did they say about her?
Gosh, I don't want to give our crack research team more to do, but I would love to hear what that was all about. I want to say it was the early 80s, if my memory serves me.
And she won?
Wow. Yeah, she won.
They always win at the jury level. Did she win an appeal, though? That's the question.
That's a good question, yeah. What are three animated features that have had her doing voiceovers?
Oh, jeez.
Were any of them Muppet movies?
None of them were Muppet movies. Okay. A couple of them are fairly recent.
One's a Miyazaki movie.
What?
The
Arrietty?
The Secret World of Arrietty. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's Miyazaki. I just saw that one. It was a Miyazaki at the main.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Age 2?
No.
Beauty and the Beast?
No, but we do have a Dr. Seuss movie in here.
The Lorax?
Wasn't the Lorax.
The Grinch.
The Grinch stole Grinch.
No, that wasn't animated, was it?
Yeah, it was
I don't know if this is the original cartoon.
Horton
or
Hears a Who.
Yeah, it was Horton Hears a Who or the Jim Carrey vehicle that followed.
They made a movie out of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was an animated movie that was made based on the legend of the Princess Swan. Do you remember what the name of it was called? Or Swan Princess? Trumpet of the Swan. You got two out of three.
Swan Princess? That's what I would call it.
I would ask.
Partial credit.
You have kids, so you would know. I don't know.
Who were the four other co-stars with Carol Burnett on The Carol Burnett Show?
Conway.
Lyle Wagner.
That little guy.
Who's the woman? Look,
Vicki Lawrence.
Vicki Lawrence, yeah.
And Harvey Kurt. No, not Harvey Korman.
Harvey Korman. Lyle Wagner.
Tim Conway, did we say that?
Tim Conway.
No, you got him. Lyle Wagner, Harvey Korman.
We're trying to get more.
You did well. Why does Carol Burnett tug on her earlobe?
To say hello to her daughter.
Her mother, I think, was.
Actually, it says grandmother.
But you're going to give it to us because we're so close.
we're all plugging her ear.
I thought it was her.
Yes.
Her grandmother was actually very, very much a part of her development. Yeah.
She went to undergrad, but she didn't finish her bachelor's degree. Where did she go?
Creighton.
Not Creighton. Good guess. They should have given her a free scholarship.
NYU?
No, it was out west.
Stanford?
UCLA is a good place for actors to go, yep. At the age of 10, this future comedian sent her his resume. Who was this future comedian?
Jerry Seinfeld.
I was going to say Jerry Seinfeld.
No, but I think I've already put it out there. It was would have been her co-star, quote unquote, from Horton Hears a Who.
Jim Carrey.
His resume at age 10.
Amazing. He's got a resume at the age of 10?
Yeah. He's ambitious.
Oh, some kids start way early.
Comedy cred.
What,
let me
I count
tell you,
jelly beans better than the rest of the kids in the neighborhood? What do you have
they
to show?
They think they're funny.
Okay.
It's true. What was the name of the character that Carol Burnett played on the show Mama's Family?
Mama.
No.
She was not Mama. Vicki Lawrence.
Eunice.
She was Eunice Higgins, yes.
Oh, Higgins. Is that her mother?
Vicki Lawrence was Mama's mother.
Yeah.
But what was Vicki Lawrence's mother?
Well,
Vicki Lawrence.
Well, no, Vicki Lawrence.
Mama's
mother.
Oh, she was Vicki
Lawrence.
Yes.
What a perfect end to some great questions, but I'm afraid it's time for us to say goodbye, Professor Pesha.
Goodbye.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Hokett.
See ya.
Professor Conan.
Goodbye.
Professor Chow.
Again? I've already left.
You're
Professor Maggio.
Live long and prosper.
Professor Evans.
Bye.
Professor Roach.
Adios.
And now these Professor Chow words from the Professor Chow University of Detroit Mercy Professor Chow.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and technically directed today by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mile.